Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for February 2021. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's NZART official broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pomari, everyone. Welcome to 2021. I expect that you all had a good break over the Christmas New Year period. This month, NZART was advised of the passing of Kathy Purdy, ZL2ADK, wife of Brian, ZL2AEDL. Kathy served on NZART Council from 1985 to 1995 and again from 1997 to 1999. Kathy also served on the WARO executive and was a supporter of that group throughout the years. I recall meeting Kathy many times over the years at NZART conferences. I'm sure her presence will be missed at this year's event, and she will also be missed by her family. NZART extend our condolences to Brian and the family. As this broadcast goes to air over this last weekend, I hope you manage to get out and take part in the Jock White Field Day contest. I was active from my local branch in Upper Hutt. Please remember to get those contest logs into Stuart, ZL2TW, the Field Day Contest Manager, or be prepared to be named and shamed for not doing so. If you go to all the effort to take part, then do the right thing and send in your log. Details of this are on the NZART website. I also expect that you have received your voting papers for the NZART presidential election. Just a reminder to get those votes in to have your say. Details are in the latest January-February issue of Breakin. Over the last few years, NZART has been in discussion with Chorus over the location of repeater equipment at their sites. It appears that we may be able to negotiate a similar agreement to Cordia, where the equipment stays put, not having to move racks to other tenants in the same location. To this end, although this has been asked for in the past, if you have any equipment at a Chorus site that you have not already told NZART about, can you forward an email to NZART HQ advising of the same? It has recently come to light that equipment was located at a Chorus site and we were not told. This was because the repeater needed maintenance and access to the site was required. It is very embarrassing to be advised of this oversight on our part and then for us to have to backpedal to get the required access. Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, is leading this negotiation and can be contacted via email at zl2tw@nzart.org.nz if you have any questions about this matter. I will advise more as this process proceeds forward. Looking forward to 2021, I expect that our eyes will be focused on the COVID-19 outlook. Having come out recently from the various level changes, I wish to remind all of you to wash your hands and scan in on the COVID app. You are doing this for others, not for yourself, so that together we can all enjoy the freedoms that we have worked so hard to have now. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. The New Plymouth Amateur Radio Club is hosting their junk sale on Saturday, the 20th of March, at the Mangori Hall on the corner of State Highway 3 and Kent Road, New Plymouth. Registered sellers will be admitted from 8 a.m. and buyers from 10 a.m. Tables can be reserved for $20. Food and hot drinks will be available before and during the sale. Please observe all current COVID requirements on the day, and if feeling unwell, please stay at home. For more information or to reserve a table, email Doug on secretary@zl2ab.com, secretary@zl2ab.com, or go to their website, zl2ab.com. The New Plymouth Amateur Radio Club Junk Sale on Saturday, the 20th of March. To Upper Hutt now, and our monthly broadcast report from our NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. and I wish you all a very happy and healthy new year. By now, many of you will have received the first issue of Break-In for 2021. Included with this issue were your voting papers for the upcoming election for NZART President. For those who have yet to submit your vote, please, please, at the very least, include your call sign and or name on the back of the prepaid envelope addressed to the returning officer, NZART Headquarters. Without this information, your vote could be classed as invalid, as we cannot determine if you are eligible to vote. Closing date for all votes is the 20th of March, so please make sure you have followed these instructions and have it posted back to headquarters by this date. A final reminder for subscription renewals has been posted out last week. In case you are wondering why you haven't received Break-In, you may need to check if you have paid your sub. Once payment has been received, I will forward your January-February issue together with a presidential voting form for you to complete prior to the 20th of March. The 2021 conference registration form and details are now available on the webpage. It may pay to ensure you can get accommodation before you register, as I understand this is at a premium. Speaking of conference, it's also time for all branches to consider who they could nominate for the many awards, the ZL1HB Memorial Award, Young Amateur of the Year, and Amateur of the Year. Also, is there someone you know who is befitting life membership to NZART? Please send all nominations to Annalise or myself by the 30th of April. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. The Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Branch 53 gives notice of their market day to be held on Saturday, March 20th. The venue is the Paengaroa Community Hall, 4 Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. The venue will open from 6:30 a.m. All-day breakfasts, they'll be available from 7:30 a.m. and the sale commences at 10 a.m. Now, for further information and table bookings, email sydrowe@extra.co.nz. That's sydrowe at extra.co.nz, or see the full details on page 40 of your Jan-Feb 2021 copy of Break-In. That's the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club's market day on Saturday, March the 20th. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Hams throughout Australia are being asked to weigh in on a fundamental license change being contemplated. John Williams, VK4JJW, tells us what will happen next.
As the Australian Communications and Media Authority seeks input on whether to replace amateur radio operators' apparatus license with a class license, the Wireless Institute of Australia has asked for feedback from members and other interested amateurs. The WIA's formal polling opens this week. The ACMA has stated that it would like to see the class license established. The license would be available without a fee and would not change any amateur privileges, but it would no longer ensure protection against interference. WIA President Greg Kelly, VK2GPK, wrote members calling the proposal, quote, a non-trivial change, unquote, saying it had long-range impact on amateur radio in Australia. In 2004, the ACMA's predecessor, the ACA, did not implement a proposed move for such a license. The ACMA supports the change, however, saying it hopes to reduce its regulatory burden and make costs more bearable for licensees. The WIA poll is available to all radio amateurs in Australia. A link to the online registration is available in the script of this newscast on the AR Newsline website, arnewsline.org. Hams who register will receive their copy of the poll in their email. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
In the United States, another major retailer that was a mainstay for amateur radio operators is shutting its doors. Fry's Electronics, which did business online and at retail centers throughout the western U.S., announced that online competition and the effects of the pandemic were too much to overcome. The 36-year-old chain had 31 stores in 9 states, with 7 of them in California. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wellbanks, AE5DW in Picayune, Mississippi, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. To Waro News now, and it's a very good evening and welcome to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And thank you for the opportunity to pay tribute to Kathy ZL2ADK, who became a silent key recently. First licensed in 1979 and joining Waro also that year, she straight away became involved in amateur radio as much as her family responsibilities would permit her to. The first YL to get a novice call sign, ZL2NAT, in ZART Council, where she served from 1985 to 1995 and 1997 to 1999. She was determined, to say the least, and taught herself Morse code and passed the 12 words per minute test, then progressed through the various stages needed to get a Grade 1 licence and to be able to go on HF. All this while bringing up a young family. Kathy served on the Waro Executive Committee for many years. She also served as secretary, president, contest organiser and webmaster. She compiled and recorded the official broadcast Waro segment from 1994 to 2005. In recent years, she was helping with the Waro column and break-in. In the year 2000, Waro hosted a three-day international YL meet in Hamilton, and Kathy was on the organising committee and also emceed most of the events. 120 YLs and OMs from many countries came to this meet, which required a huge amount of work from the organisers to make it the success it was. She was awarded the Myrtle Erland Rose Bowl for Waro Amateur of the Year in 1999 and awarded life membership of Waro in 2005. She and Brian travelled overseas and met up with other hams on their journeys, sometimes attending DXYL group functions. As well as all that, Kathy was involved with her local branch of NZART, which is Martin Branch 23, AREC, Police SAR, and not forgetting travels in their motorhome, which took them to many parts of New Zealand over the years, visiting amateur radio friends along the way. Whenever I think of Waro, the call sign ZL2ADK has always come to mind because Kathy was such a big part of Waro for so long. She was often at the forefront, getting involved and persuading others to get involved, suggesting, organising, encouraging, volunteering, welcoming all, especially new hams. A generous soul who loved amateur radio, and she will be dearly missed by us all. That's all from Waro tonight, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. This year's NZART conference will be held over Queen's Birthday weekend at the East Pier Hotel and Conference Centre, Ahuri, Napier. It will follow the customary format with NZART and AREC AGMs on Saturday the 5th of June and technical forums and special interest groups on Sunday the 6th. Alternative programmes timed for 10 a.m. through 3:30 p.m. on both the Saturday and the Sunday will include popular Hawke's Bay destinations and attractions. There'll be dinners and entertainment both evenings. Now, full details and a registration form will be published in your March-April issue of Break-In. If there is sufficient demand, Gary Henson, ZL2IFB, will be available to verify QSL cards for the various ARRL awards during this conference. Anyone wishing to use this service, please contact Gary at isect.com. Gary at isect.com for instructions. Plan now for NZART Conference 2021 in Napier over Queen's Birthday weekend, the 5th and 6th of June. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone to 2021 and a roundup of news from around your NZART branches. Napier Amateur Radio Club NZART Branch 25 has its March meeting on Wednesday the 3rd of March at 7:30pm at 123 Latham Street in Napier. After the usual short business, Dave ZL2MQ will show progress on his mag loop antenna and controller. To Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART. Quiz night is Monday, March the 1st at 7:30pm in the club rooms. Don is organising this. And that meeting is in the Philip Evans Reserve, which is in the service lane off Birch Street in Waterloo. Wellington Branch 50 has a shared workshop on Sunday the 7th of March. And this will include talks on TV sound by Bernard, an ATU kit set from Mike, and a receive antenna review and primer from Bernard and Mike. Over to the South Island now and Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22. And it has its annual general meeting for the branch on the 11th of March. Details are in your newsletter. Christchurch Branch 05 has their next meeting on Wednesday, March the 3rd. The speaker will be Ian Russell, who will give us a presentation on a history of World War II radar in New Zealand and the Pacific. And that meeting will be held at the club rooms, which is at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. Otago Branch 30 has several events going on in March. On the 3rd, there'll be a field day debrief. On the 17th, Ian is going to expand on ideas for a chirp-style sounding project. On the 24th, there will be a wander search. And on the 31st of March, it will be a Yagi build night. And all those meetings are at the club rooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. And finally to South Otago Branch 35 NZART, who are holding their annual picnic next Sunday, the 7th of March, at Naish Park, which is in Charlotte Street in Balclutha. Start time is any time after 10 a.m. Bring something for a barbecue or something to eat, and a chair, of course. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2021. Good night, everyone. Good night now.